Got a couple special guests joining us in the studio today. First off, from the Rough Grouse Society, I got Eric Straczynski back in here. I assume you're going to want to talk about the banquet coming up here.
Yeah, definitely. We got banquet coming up on January 18th. Banquet's going to be at NMU again this year in the Great Lakes room. So it'll be the first year in their new facility.
Yeah, the remodeled facility, yep. Right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm excited to see that. It sounds like it's really nice from everything I've heard.
And is there any tickets available?
Yep, we still do have tickets available. You can get tickets either through the website, which is roughgrousesociety.org. You can also get tickets by contacting Rich Loxonen at 906-458-5014.
458-5014, and I assume you only have a handful left, so probably get on that pretty quick if you want to get a ticket to the banquet this year. So I wanted to talk to you a little bit also about your final days of season. I don't think people realize how long grouse season goes.
It goes a lot longer than people think. It actually goes till January 1st. This year, the last day I was able to get out was on December 28th, and we ended up having a really good day. I had to bust out the snowshoes so we could actually get out and get in the woods, and the dogs had a nice crust that they could stay on top of, and we found some good food sources mixed in with the conifers and aspens, and we were able to get on a bunch of birds that day.
And nice.
My friend and I both harvested a grouse, and it was both of our first grouse being on snowshoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It is a little bit awkward shooting a shotgun on snowshoes. I remember doing it for the first time, actually rabbit hunting, and I remember feeling a little bit klutzy.
Yeah, it definitely adds a different perspective to it. You're not nearly as quick to turn, and
right.
And you're not able to approach anything quietly, especially with that crunchy snow, so we're making all kinds of noise.
But you still got birds.
Yep. Yeah, we were lucky. A lot of times this time of year, the birds are always in the trees, and we actually had the dogs find a couple that were on the ground and pointed them, and both lucked out and were able to harvest one that day.
Well, I wish you nothing but the best for the banquet this year, and it's great to hear you had some late-season success, and let's just hope that we got a good crop of young rough grouse for next year that carry over through the winter. I was a little bit worried, and I hope to talk to Heather, the biologist that you brought with you for Rough Grouse Society, about winter roosting. You know, the crusty snow, it makes it tough for the birds to get down in there and snow roost, so that's the type of stuff that, you know, you guys are all into. So I'm anxious to hear more about that. And I wish you the best of luck with your banquet. Anything else you want us to know?
Just wanted to let everybody know that the banquet's not just for average grouse hunter. It's really for everyone. We have a huge variety of prizes there, a great meal. There's stuff there for the kids. There's stuff there for women. There's stuff there for every kind of hunter there is. It's not just for a grouse hunter.
Nice. Excellent. Again, if they want to find out more information about the banquet, what's the best place to go online?
Best place to go online is roughgrousesociety.org, or you can also check out our local page at roughgrouseup.com.
There you go. Eric Straczynski from the Rough Grouse Society here in the UP, and I'm looking forward to talking to your regional biologist, Heather Shaw, in her next Outdoor Report. Is that right?
Yep, she's here, and she'll be on next.
Excellent. Stay tuned right here to The Outdoor Show.